Security, Part 2.
Therefore, in Christ we pray that you and your people put off the works of the flesh which are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, hearsays, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you in your house, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. Therefore, in Christ we pray that you and your people put off the works of the flesh, which are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, hearsays, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you in your house, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. For God did not call you to uncleanliness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Therefore, let you and your family cleanse yourself from the latter. Then you will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. May you and your people draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. In Christ we pray that you and your family will earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty. Be pure and upright, and surely he will awaken for you and prosper your rightful habitation. Though your beginning is small, yet your latter end will increase abundantly. Let you and your people cleanse your hands where you have sinned, and purify your hearts where you have been double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly, you, out of temptations. Let you and your family walk in the light as he, Jesus Christ our Lord, is in the light. Then you will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will clean you and your house from all sin. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, you and your house included, is making herself ready. And to you and your people it is granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is your righteous acts. It is written, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true sayings of God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, In Christ we pray that you and your family will do all things without murmuring and disputing, behaving devoutly and justly and blamelessly, walking worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Let you and your people cleanse your way by taking heed according to his word and loving it. May you and your people seek the Lord with your whole heart. Let you not wander from his commandments. Instead, may you and your family hide his word in your heart, that you might not sin against God. Blessed is the Lord, and we plead with him to teach you in your house his statutes, so that you and your entire house will walk the road called the highway of holiness, and you shall not go astray. In Christ we pray that you and your people will set in order that which is lacking in your house, that you and your people be blameless as a steward of God, proved, keeping yourself unspotted from the world, reverent, not being puffed up with pride, not self-willed or presumptuous, not quick-tempered, but be temperate, not given to wine, sober-minded, patient, of good behavior, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, but hospitable, providing for your own, well-reported for good works, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, faithful to your spouse, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence, able to teach, holding fast the faithful word, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience, that you may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. In Christ we pray that you and your people will keep yourselves from your iniquity, fleeing youthful lusts, not being enticed, drawn away, or tempted to share in other people's sins by your own desires, loving the things of the Word, avoiding foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, not doing anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak, keeping yourselves pure, being marked a blameless and upright person, for then your future is peace. You will dwell in the land of God and remain in it. Your righteousness will keep you and direct your way. Let you and yours pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and walk blamelessly, inheriting the good things of life, being blameless in your ways, being righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, your heart being blameless regarding his statutes, hoping in the word, presenting your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness, and be God's delight. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Therefore, beloved, we plead with you to be found by him, Jesus Christ, in peace, without spot, blameless, and upright, one who fears God and shuns evil. In Christ we thank our God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, abiding in him and one with him, we urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and confess the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, and that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. In the name of Jesus Christ, he himself is your peace. May God choose you and your family and cause you to approach him, that you may dwell in his courts, that you and your people will be satisfied with the goodness of God, of his holy temple, and let you and yours be continually in the temple praising him, being in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ, drinking from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, receiving the pure oil of the Holy Spirit, cause your lamp to burn continually, bringing an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual temple, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Bring all your house for an offering to the Lord. Therefore, let you and your house offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Yes, let you and your people sing praises to the Lord. Therefore, by him, Jesus Christ, let you and your house continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let you give such things as you have, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. May you and your people be poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of faith to others, walking in love, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In Christ we pray, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among your people. In every place your prayers shall be offered to his name, and a pure offering. For his name shall be great in your house. The Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. His word is spirit, and it gives life. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms you with strength and makes your way perfect. In Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, our hearts are overflowing with love for you and your people. You are his own special people, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God and very precious.
But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let you give such things as you have, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. May you and your people be poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of faith to others, walking in love, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In Christ we pray, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among your people. In every place your prayers shall be offered to his name, and a pure offering for his name shall be great in your house. The Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. We will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. His word is spirit, and it gives life. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms you with strength and makes your way perfect. In Christ, abiding in him and one with him, Our hearts are overflowing with love for you and your people. You are His own special people, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God and very precious to us.
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in you. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In agreement with you, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen.